Okay, yes, it'll be all time. All time, I don't hold the record. Joe Yocum's been here longest, friend. After him comes B.B., then your leader, B. Mitchell Reed, and it's been a lot of fun. And we'll be saluting all the wonderful characters who have the opportunity of working with on the cast of the engineering staff and you staff and DJ staff in a little while. And I'll be telling you what my little old name is. And that was our musical discovery. Her name is Molly B.
Here is Dr. Delmar Oviatt, Vice President, San Fernando Valley State College, Northridge.
The discovery of knowledge can be an exciting experience. Whether your specialty is sunspots or glaciers, Coleridge or calculus, for every real scholar, there is an element of surprise and satisfaction. The work may seem long and hard until suddenly, like coming over a strange hilltop, you see things you've never seen before. Adventure does not necessarily need a spaceship or an African safari. Exciting exploration is waiting for you in a library or a laboratory or right at home if you try. Why not undertake a new mental voyage for yourself? Discover education.
To help you discover your career, KFWB, in cooperation with the Crowe Collier Publishing Company, offers you the booklet, You and Your Career, absolutely free of charge. 121 careers, analyzed and described in detail. Right now, send your name and address to Education KFWB, Hollywood 28.
Now, exactly 12 and a half minutes after the hour of eight. This is KFWB, the number one of that spunner in Channel 98, about 60 seconds away from picking up on Mr. Jonathan Mathis.
KFWB, Channel 98.
It's a midwinter heat wave at your Mercury dealers. A midwinter heat wave. What's causing it? A lot of hot things, like Mercury's elegant new roof and news-making breezeway rear window. Slant inward to stay clear of snow and bad weather. And Mercury's rear window open, the only one that does for 63. Leave it open just a crack on cold days and turn up the heater. Fresh, warm air circulates gently and evenly. Checks draft and fogging thanks to Mercury's new breezeway rear window and ventilation. A hot new idea. Hot performance, too. A sizzling 390 V8 engine is standard with every Mercury. It's causing a midwinter heat wave. Come warm yourself up at your Mercury dealers right now.
Thank you very much, Fran. You're from the Sunbelt, Johnny Mathis. 13 and a half after the hour. I'm afraid I'm going to be Mercury. I'm finally playing this one with this youngster, at least here on the West Coast.
I must be going. My heart is showing. I better hurry away. If I don't leave, I'll be sorry. What will my Mary say?
Thank you.
I got it, honey. The contract's iron bound. I got to leave tonight.
Senator Kenneth Keating of New York has introduced a bill to crack down on any corruption in sports. The measure would authorize the federal government to prosecute athletes, officials, or gamblers who attempt to use sports events for personal gain. In college basketball, Temple Downs Manhattan 57-47, Providence beats DePaul 77-59, North Carolina 82, Maryland 68, Syracuse beats Niagara 68-67, Notre Dame beats Boston College 74-66. And in pro action in the National Basketball Association, Cincinnati bests San Francisco 134-129. And three players, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Jay Hebert, are tied for the first round lead in the $35,000 Phoenix Open Golf Tournament.
Now!
That's quite a show planned for Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles on March 16th. Three championship fights the same night. Bound to draw a huge crowd of admirers of the manly art of self-defense. But they'll be far outnumbered by the same kind of folks who used to watch a similar event many, many years ago when a bored Caesar ordered an extra 100 lions thrown into the arena to pep things up. This is Cleve Herman of the Live Line of the World of Sports.
For Mr. Johnny Mandel's music, played by Mr. Basie, here's the thing called Straight Live.
Thank you.
experimental jazz, and he'll be coming out very, very soon with a new concept in very progressive American music. It's 22 and a half minutes after the hour. They wrote that for Mr. Bass, a thing called Space Live, way, way back there in the 50s, honey, when you'll leave the BMI first made the trip. Voice. I'm going back to where they say voice. But voice made the trek out here from the east there and going back there to New York town there as around tonight at 9 o'clock there, Dalton. Now, I'll be telling you what the B stands for. Momentarily, we're playing Discovery Derby, and Discovery this hour, African Waltz by Johnny Dankworth. That fits in a little bit of the tasty sound we're trying to play. Just a little bit, anyway. March of 61 was a discovery around KFWB land.
Waltz in Matilda was the cutest gal I've seen. Until I saw the cover girl in my favorite magazine. Her cover girl complexion really gave me such a shake-up. Cause it looks so fresh and natural. Who'd believe it's makeup, but it's you. Cover girl, makeup by Noxzema. You medicated, makeup by Noxzema.
Covers blemishes so completely, they just seem to disappear. And while you conceal them, you even help heal them since Cover Girl is here.
First use the liquid, what a difference it will make. Your skin looks creamy smooth all day and it doesn't feel a flake. New Cover Girl powder is the antiseptic stuff.
Help purify your skin each time, cause it fights germs on your pulp.
So get a Cover Girl complexion to give the boy the shake-up. Get you Cover Girl by Noxzema, the medicated man.
Now 55 degrees in L.A., low tonight approximately. Oh, around 54, 53, and a high tomorrow, 69, low Friday, 9 58. I'm right here. Mr. Elvis the Prez will be coming along.
And I don't care what anybody says, this is the hit.
You dig this lyric world and watch the shackles where they're hanging on top of your head go, oh, the hair stands on end.
Take away. Sing of flowers, cover up the sky above. Close my ears to tender love songs. They remind me too much of you. Hide your lovers, warm embraces. Keep stars and moonlight from my view. Let me forget there are such places. They remind me too much of you. Must I evermore be haunted? Day after day, my hope by the memory of each moment that I spent alone with you. If these loving things doth hurt you, our love just wasn't meant to be. But please come back to me, my darling, if they remind you too much of me.
Playing a lot of that there, Jazz. Come around 9 o'clock tonight. It gives me, well, not very much pleasure to be spending this my last night with Roberto, and of course, very, very little pleasure to be spending my last night with you, but wishing you all the best as I go out to bigger and better things. Isn't that right? That's the way life is. Gotta turn a corner every once in a while.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Billy. Going to the International Rod and Custom Car Show?
Yeah, man, I got that all planned for it.
Little D's got one car called the Candy Car that's channel section and shop?
Really tough, huh?
Did you hear about that A-fuel dragster with the blown injected drivetrain?
Yeah, I hear it cuts some really low ET.
Hey, guess who's going to be there in person? The top designers in the business. Guys like Veris and Cushionberry.
And Winfield, too.
Well, if I got some questions to ask them about aerodynamics.
There's the recess bell. Guess we better get the class.
I got the class.
Deacon's gonna show us how to build birdhouses out of oatmeal boxes.
Can't stand whining kids. I'll slap them down every time. It's on right now, the largest show of its kind, the third annual Winter Nationals Rod and Custom Car Show. 250,000 square feet of the coolest cars ever assembled under one roof. Don't miss the National Hot Rod Association's third annual Rod and Custom Car Show now through Sunday, Great Western Exhibit Center, Santa Ana Freeway, Atlantic Boulevard. Another clue for you on the Discovery Derby this hour, African Waltz with Johnny Dankworth of Discovery, March of 61. Hitting our survey, April the 8th, in the number 37 position. If you notice throughout the entire week that most of the songs hit the survey first time out in the number 37 position, at least the ones I've been playing, and I think it's been rigged. You know? Yeah, usually about 37 or 38. Like last night, I remember you, 38. Mike Clifford spoke to Kathy, 38. The night before, a couple of three of them were in number 37 position, like African Waltz by Johnny Dankworth. And what do we got here? I lost my place. That's unusual. I mean, it's something.
See Sophia Loren as Madame in fabulous Technorama and luscious Technicolor, a Josephine Levine presentation.
Sophia Loren, as Madame is now playing at a theater driving near you, is KFWB Los Angeles. Be much reading. These are the buttons of Bose for change of pace. By request. Is that a nice thing? Sugar standing in the rain, better than buttons and bows. It's 29 minutes from the hour of 9 on KFWB Los Angeles, which means my creditors can line up now between now and 29 minutes from now, otherwise you're never going to get a hold of me.
L.A. Today.
A news feature of your neighborly Save-On drugstore. L.A. Evidence presented at a Civil Aeronautics Board hearing into the cause of the Flying Tiger Lines cargo plane crash last December 14 in North Hollywood indicates the plane was structurally sound before it hit the ground. There also is no indication the plane was on fire while in the air, or that it had been accidentally misguided through thick fog by the control tower at Lockheed Air Terminal. A CAB Board of Inquiry heard 13 witnesses at its first session in Hollywood today end the crash, which claimed 8 lives. L.A. Manufacturing production workers in the L.A. Long Beach area earned an all-time high average of $115.08 a week last December. The State Director of Industrial Relations said that this was an increase of $3.83 over December of 61. L.A. City Administrator C. Irwin Piper has formally proposed development of the city-owned oil-rich tidelands of Santa Monica Bay as a means to raise millions of dollars for park and recreation programs. In a report to the Recreation and Parks Commission, Piper proposed leasing the 25,000 acres of tidelands between Santa Monica and El Segundo on a competitive bid basis. L.A. weather next. Here's Save-On's KFW Bargain of the Day. Only at Save-On Drugstores, only today, Thursday. Only 73 cents for a full-gallon bottle of Thrive liquid fertilizer. Thrive, the all-purpose fertilizer that's perfect for lawns, dichondras, shrubs, and trees, and flowers, houseplants, and even vegetables.
It's easy to use, it's really effective, and it's only 73 cents for a full gallon today, only Thursday at Save-On. Thrive is a liquid fertilizer that has been specially formulated for Western soils. It contains vital trace elements and an exclusive soil penetrating agent, as well as such essentials as organic nitrogen, phosphoric acid, and potash. It's an outstanding fertilizer, and yet it costs only 73 cents a gallon today only at Save-On. It's KFW's bargain of the day. Compare that with the $2 or more you'd have to pay for a gallon of other liquid fertilizers, and as soon as you do, you'll shoot over to your neighborly Save-On drugstore and pick up your gallon of Thrive for 73 cents. Your plants and lawn will be delighted. That's a Save-On drugstore is open every night till 10.
Here's a brand new KFWB, climatological service.
As the minutes tick away for Mitch, we get a call from the weatherman of considerable cloudiness with some night and morning fog tomorrow and Saturday. Little change in temperature with a high tomorrow about 69, low tonight about 56. From the KFWB time and temperature tower, current call now 56, 56 degrees. LA Today, a news feature of your neighborly Save-On next door.
Save-On. Join the Save-On Big Parade and come to serve yourself and save and Save-On drugstore. Save-On drugstore.
Save-On! KFWB, Los Angeles.
Here's a Boston note by Charlie Bird. Remember me well, old world. Play me down. Meditation. Out here, we're digging the sounds of meditation, and paradise still remains. Paradise is in New York. You'll need to be Mitchell Reed on KSW 55 degrees, 23 and a half foot of 9. Here's Nini Nina New and Sister April. I won't tell you when. You may be throwing a bomb at it. I don't know. Forget about it. Hey, that's paradise there. Most of it. It's been more fun than I can imagine, honey. Out there's got to be somebody who wants to pull that kid out of the water. Little Bird Bossa Nova. Peter Jolly. Hey, this record back to me at WMCA New York. Salas, Little Bird Bossa Nova, the Bean the Tree Wide Wide Riddle, Mr. P. Jolly, the Bean the Tree personal pick-a-click for one last night. Would have been a weekly pick-a-click, but I ain't going to be on it tonight. As a matter of fact, just 15 minutes from now, I'll be splitting for the Bye Bye Land of New York City, where from whence I came, is in another 6 years and 1 month and 7 days. And I will be saying thanks to all the wonderful folk out there, the Salas, the Wide Wide Weird World, as well as my colleagues within the broadcasting staff here at KFWB. Right now, give somebody an opportunity to win some bread. We've got three more clues. I'll give you a rundown, rather, of the three clues and the Discovery Derby. African Waltz will be coming up here one record away by Johnny Dankworth. It was a Discovery March of 61. Did our survey April the 8th, number 37 position in 1961. The highest it attained in 1961 was number 17 on our list. And here's the take a little lead. 18 in front of nine. After this, we'll hear African Waltz, Johnny Dankworth World, and you'll be coming out with a B of Vima 3 stands for, but you'll be very unhappy. I guarantee you, Evan, happy unhappy. My mother told me what it was.
I can wash off 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging out on the line. There
ain't nothing I can do. I can make a
dress out of a feed bag, and I can make a man out of you,
because
I'm a woman.
A W-O-M-A. I said again. Because I'm a woman. A W-O-M-A. That's all. No, it ain't at all for another 11 minutes from now, world. I'm KF. Did I get my paycheck? Yeah. Can't do anything after me. I'm straight. I'm paid for tonight. Leave yourself alone there, Venus. Ready for
this? And now, another entry in the KFWB Discovery Derby.
On the Venus Re, Wide, Wide, Weird World for the last 11 minutes, and KFWB will take the first call correctly telling me the highest position that African Waltz by Johnny Dankworth, which I'm about to play for you, hit our survey. The highest position hit our survey back there in 1961. First correct call, Hollywood 19932, go.
Thank you.
got 13 and a half minutes in front of the hour of nine, and...
Do we have another winner?
Yeah, you better believe it. First correct call, Hollywood 1. 9932 was by Judy Hall. Judy Hall of 447 Cannon Crest Avenue, Los Angeles. And she was the first correctly tell me that your leader, Bemis Reed, that African Waltz, the highest attended on the survey, was number 17 in 1961. And she wins $9.80 of cash with Bemis Reed, just three, so about 3 minutes away from telling you what the name stands for and all that schmear. And this is a very appropriate song for your leader, BMR world, to say, well, not say bye-bye, one record away, we'll do that. Our day will come. After 6 years, it has to.
Our day will come, and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy, falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that
Ruby and the Romantics, and the day has come, world, where you'll need to be much free, says, regretfully, like, wow, it's been a groovy, like I said, you know, for 3 hours, as one of my friends has reminded me, you've been saying goodbye for 3 hours. I didn't think I would do that. I didn't want to do a Jimmy O'Neill, but you know, that's the way things go, friends. And I'm getting very, very sacramental, you know, sacramental and sentimental and all that stuff. I want to, like, say goodbye to some nutty people I've worked with for 6 years, like Mike Schrader-Meyer and Kenny Wright and Doc Simmons and Joe Prim and Lou Goldwitz and Harry Meyer and Jerry Pierce, and particularly the gals worked for me for my very, very first year, my very first day, my very first year on the job, Miss Patty Crew Klein. And bless her pretty heart. She helped me get broken into L.A. radio and it sort of helped me leave, as it were. And then, of course, from the KFW news staff, Mr. Hal Goodwin, one of the kookiest ever, and Mr. Jackson King and Creve Herman and Michael Henry and Lamar Sherlock and Phil Green and Al Wyman and my colleagues at KFW. They're nutty. They really are. Bobby Dale and Bill Balance and Wink Martindale, Elliot Field, Joe Yoakam, Gene Weed, Rod Christian, Earl McDaniel, Mr. Bill Angel, who at the times has served as librarian and confidant and great friend. They're all nutty, and Mr. Joseph Bernard, general manager of KFWB. I'll say, you know, farewell to all my colleagues in person tomorrow, but tonight's my last night on KFWB after, as I said, 6 years. I'm going home to New York City, WMCA, if anybody wants to hook me up when I'm back there. And it'll be on 570 on the dial. That's first on the dial. Wow, what can I say? It's been kooky. And I love you. You've been groovy. And walk on, world. You are dismissed for the last time. I'll be around in spirit, if not in person. Sinatra, take over, baby.
I'll
Mr. Donahue. Boy librarian.
No matter how.
And Rudy Morgan, boy producer.
Treat me now. I'll be around from now on. Your latest love can never last, and when it's past, I'll be around when he's gone. Goodbye again. And if you find a love like mine, just now and then, drop a line to say you're feeling fine. And when things go wrong, perhaps you'll see you're meant for me, so I'll be around when he's gone. Goodbye again.
And the B stands for Burton. That's it.
To say that you're feeling fine, and when things go wrong, perhaps you'll see you're meant for me, so I'll be around when he.
WB News.
Good evening for KFWB News. Hal Goodman reporting, Washington. President Kennedy has told critics opposing his Cuban policies the United States cannot decide the issue of war or peace on what he termed rumors that are not substantiated. The president told a news conference this day that although some congressmen have insisted there is a new Soviet buildup in Cuba, they have not revealed where they got their information. Mr. Kennedy also warned Russia that if U.S. reconnaissance flights ever again discover Soviet offensive missiles in Cuba, it would result in the gravest crises in world history. Here are the words of President Kennedy today.
If obviously their offensive missiles were found in Cuba, contrary to Mr. Khrushchev's pledge, it would degrade the greatest risk, much greater, in my opinion, than we faced in October, and we faced great risk in October. We have to move with hard intelligence. We have to know what we're talking about. We cannot base the issue of war and peace on a rumor or report, which is not substantiated, or which some member of Congress refuses to tell us where he heard it. This issue involves a very definitely war and peace, and when you talk about the presence of offensive weapons there, if they are there, I think the Soviet Union is aware, and Cuba is aware, that we would be back where we were in October, but in a far more concentrated way.
State Department of Motor Vehicles accused of not minding its D's and Q's and making the 1963 auto license plates refused tonight to give in to law enforcement demands to withdraw the assertedly errant plates. And the latest development in the swirling controversy over the shape of the letters D, O, and Q, the DMV proclaimed it is standing solidly behind its plates and warned motorists that better display them, letter perfect or not, or be in violation of the state vehicle code. About the only ones who haven't had anything to say about the plates are the men who made them, the convicts at Folsom Prison. Channel 98 News beat New Orleans. A federal court expected to decide on tomorrow whether it'll continue hearing criminal contempt charges against Mississippi Governor Ross Barnett and Lieutenant Governor Paul Johnson. State attorneys have asked the court to dismiss charges resulting from their attempts
to prevent Negro James Meredith from enrolling at Ole Miss. At Syracuse, New York, one man is killed, almost 100 other persons forced out of a downtown hotel by a raging fire. The top two floors of the residential hotel destroyed within a half hour after the big burn breaks out. At Pittsburgh, California, some 2,300 steel workers at the U.S. Steel Corporation plant have walked off their jobs late today. They refuse to return to work until the company assures their union the arbitration clause on grievances will be observed. San Francisco. The Southern Pacific Railroad is faced with a strike threat by the 11,000-member Brotherhood of Railway Clerks. Federal conciliator Frank O'Neill met in the Bay City during the day with railroad and union officials, the strike deadline being set back on an hour-by-hour basis. For Los Angeles, a sweeping review of all county laws for control of sex deviants ordered today by the Board of Supervisors. Super Ernest Debs calls for five top officials to study every statute in the books following disclosure of growing homosexual activity in Hollywood and other sections. Supervisor Frank Minnelli had this to say to KFWB News.
But I would like to call to the attention of the people the great job that KFWB Radio has been doing in this particular field and has for the past month or more been taking a very active part in endeavoring to bring to the attention of their listening audience the seriousness of this problem. And I would hope that others in the radio and the television field and in other medias would follow the pattern that KFWD has used in this regard in endeavor to bring out into the open the seriousness of this problem and alerting all of the agencies to do everything they can to help curtail it.
Just before the weather for our town, on behalf of Mike Pierce, all the KFWD correspondents, and yours truly, Al Goodwin, and everyone at KFWB, not goodbye to dear B. Mitchell, but until next time, fella. For KFWB News, this is Al Goodwin. It's 8:59, and we get a call from our town of considerable cloudiness. Some night, morning fog, Friday and Saturday, little change in temperature. This is the Coral Collier Broadcasting Corporation.
KFWB, Los Angeles.
Alice in Wonderland, won't you take me by the